No decisions shall be made but by providence, of which we are more or less sensitive manifestations. And we see the outside world in the way we have predisposed our inner world to see it. A man is at his best when he can find the time and space to perform his spiritual manifestations. And if we are to secure the process versus the final product, let's stick to the former and enrich ourselves with meanings. And like with everything, even our soul needs constant care not to deteriorate, and for that we need a system. And the blaming of one group against the other is the claiming that such groups exist, while in fact they are just social constructs. And only through the caring of its inner self, the self will stop worrying about its outerness. And ultimately, monasticism is the cure for all human evil. And no religious dogmas will be necessary once we have fully accomplished our life aspiration. And we shall let the human world collapse with all its constant changes of conflicting ideologies. And there ought to be a balance of energies, and a human triggered imbalance cannot be but catastrophic. And for the sake of social stability, the only thing that can be removed are profits, but their process of destabilization will be already in progress. And like a bath to the spirit, the ancient philosophy of life is purifying. And wherever one may live, the technological living will get us to move elsewhere. And we ought to train our spirituality by a constant self-examination in a natural setting, and with a foot in the city to only provide us with the essential, the rest of our body and soul shall be out in the wild. And even if it is not concrete, we shall put all our soul into realizing the absolute one. And what is always wrong is not surrounding us, but is foremost within us. And it is within the noble soul that inspiration is born, affecting the social surrounding and changing it. And in order to understand a world mediated by the media, we ought to create our personal media. And if it is true that reincarnation exists, the multitude of new humans had to borrow their souls from ants. And at times we ought to be given possibilities in order to show the virtue we have matured without possibilities. And ethically speaking, we should not teach what we shouldn't do, but how we should conduct our life according to nature. And the symbols we carry should be the ones we have encountered in our long life journey. And we should only think of the container, but in fact dedicate our lives to the creation of the content. And rather and going back to encryptic and dogmatic notions, we shall duplicate the simplicity of our nature. And the strive of the many makes up the luxury of the few, consuming without refraining. And unless covered with luxury in a foreign country, we will always be considered trash pickers. And the best moments are those spent in a complete solitude company with the most solar divine. And even a single moment spent in total virtue can give us the grip for a life spent in high sea. And the only task of the educator should be to guide us to a nature that will ultimately educate us and civilize us. And the higher the channels of vicious destructions reaches us, the higher we have to climb. It is our nature to show us an ultimate goal that will completely fulfill the all of ourselves. And the destiny of the self-reliant is to keep prospering, while the destiny of who needs constant assistance is to decay. And the actuation of independence will always face an initial moment of great discouragement. And our neighbor should be used not for imitation, but as an example to look back to our way of spiritual purification. And we feel well only when an incontaminated inner nature is able to manifest itself. And with great interest and much engagement, we're only taking part of an already designed destiny. And it is only the pure that moralizes for a total radical purity. And paradoxically, originality can only survive within the mainstream. And it is certainly out of a naive extremism that the most furious and aggressive extremism arises. And while apparently identical, on the opposite side of terrorism is the operation of whom has made virtue is fanatism. And as we think that the machine will work for us, we turn to work for it. And we may keep living with our dream and die as soon as we have the opportunity to realize it. And the natural infrastructure left by our ancestors over the centuries is disappearing over a couple of years. And in order to bring new energy, we ought to constantly distance the place where we wish to deposit our passion. And everything goes wild, and yet slowly only a few will take over and suffocate all the rest. And we shall descend to the lower ground only to bring up something to enrich the higher ground. And if we give up our independence to be comforted by a bigger institution, in the long run the comfort will cease and we'll regret it. And once we take credits, we'll be forever doomed to put up with them and defend them. and for the sake of our own integrity, it is us that ought to structure our lives outside the disintegrating social structure. And our discipline ought to be focused towards the conquering of a spiritual goal and nothing else. And the whining and the complaining is the inability of the contemporary human getting out of his bourgeois comfort. And even the forming of the spiritual self requires a method, whether this is given or better developed by the self itself. In our spiritual retreat, the silence we observe will be heard above all mundane noises. And while we can conceive the mission and destiny has encharged us with, we cannot conceive the way it is going to be resolved. It doesn't matter so much the location we choose, but the possibility and accessibility to work with its nature. And in all our operations, the dilemma remains whether there should be a full return to our mother nature. And since the very beginning, we ought to refrain from valuing the actual product from the process to achieve it. And once our willing is understood and our mind focus on it, we will have the power to move mountains.